Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Lorraine Schrog is a principal of King David Linksfield and is no stranger to Chai FM. Although, sometimes, when Lorraine gets herself into a little bit of trouble on aeroplanes, we don't talk to her. Other than that, when she gets brilliant matric results, we do. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm wearing my frosty pink lipstick.
Is that it now? Are you always going to be known as that woman hashtag with a frosty pink lipstick?
Hashtag frosty pink.
Anyway, it was quite the incident. It's amazing. You spend your whole life in education, fighting to educate, build children, build families, and that becomes your viral moment. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that. We really shouldn't be. Lorraine, thank you for joining us. Chai FM has had a fantastic relationship with King David. I always speak about some of the live broadcasts that we've done there, which absolutely were incredible for me personally, because it just gives such a it just showcased what the King David schools are about. But talk to me about independent voices, because we might be this in radio, you're that in education, and we might have very different mediums, but actually the struggle is a similar one.
Correct. I think that we just need to understand that both the media, I guess, and a Jewish day school like ours, we're under pressure. We are trying to reach, you're trying to reach an audience, we're trying to reach children, and we both faced with the enormous problem of being able to deal with the slant in media that we don't always hear, and how do you reach an audience with with another voice, a voice that really would be an insight into our community and for our kids as well. How do we, those are the challenges, and I think that you're absolutely right.
Because a lot of that challenge is to allow kids, people, to be who they actually are without fear and without intimidation. We are living in a world that is very prescriptive, isn't it?
Correct. And I mean, I think that, the most difficult thing is that we're dealing with students, and we need to be able to reinforce their Jewish identity, their pride, their understanding of who we are, and to make resilient children. And sometimes it's quite a difficult thing to be able to do.
I've heard the argument that, well, if you go to a Jewish day school, then you're not learning to deal with the outside world. Give me the counter to that discussion.
Well, I think that's our challenge, and I think that we have to educate kids to be able to look at things critically and to be able to seek the truth. I don't think that we can be in a situation where we're just giving one side of the story and therefore they live in the bubble. But unless you can expose children to sort of media that can, what is bias? What is what does it really mean when you're giving another side to the story? So that is the challenge. And I think that, we live in a world of social media. Kids go onto their cell phones. They're exposed to things. They believe it's the truth. And the challenge is, how do we get kids to be able to understand what the global pictures it is about, yet within that being able to find the truth for themselves, and not just to believe whatever they read or whatever they see, or just to believe whatever they hear, from parents or other voices. And so it is a challenge.
I always say to people, as Jews with thousands of years of history of arguing and analyzing texts and doing deep dives into one word that could mean so many different different things. We are actually, if we do give us our kids and ourselves those skills, we are actually very well equipped in the greater world, because we do understand what language means. We understand what nuance is, and we come from a history that gives us the ability to analyze, interrogate, and argue.
I think you're right. I think that really defines us as a people. But I think that we are dealing with another generation, and we're dealing with kids that just want easy access, and perhaps sitting and debating and being able to have a constructive discussion. I'm not sure that that the kids always do that. You know,
of course
it's
not.
Just easier to go into ChatGPT or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But I do agree that's inherently part of us as Jews, that we're able to constructively debate it. We're able to constructively look at different arguments, different insights. And I think that's the beauty of Jewish education.
Absolutely. And if I could ask for a message for Chai FM listeners talking about the Chai FM fundraiser, what would that message from you be?
Well, I think that Chai FM plays a very, very important role in the community. For me personally as well, it is able to bring a community into one shared space. I think that you do bring in diverse views from a religious point of view, from a cultural, educational, and I just wish you everything of the best, and just keep going, because I think that what Chai FM does, it gives us a Jewish voice. It gives us, I tune in to listen to you every morning because I love the perspective, and I just think that Chai FM really is playing a really important role in our community at this point, and I wish you everything of the best.
Lorraine Schrager, thank you for that incredible endorsement. Lorraine is the principal of King David Linksfield.